And that's kind of the local view of gynecomastia. I think you then have to think, should I do any systemic investigations to see perhaps why they've got gynecomastia? We've seen before that only a small minority do have an underlying condition, but they do occur. And the way that certainly I set the system is that I think if there's an absence of an underlying cause or an obvious underlying cause, then I think that is the time to systemically investigate people with gynecomastia. You start with simple things, liver, renal, thyroid, chest x-ray, and then you can move on to slightly more sophisticated endocrine tests, which I do accept have a low yield.